He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the December 18th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the week before Christmas. And guess who came down the chimney yesterday a week early? Miss Yellen. Miss Yellen was yelling, patient. We can be patient on those rate hikes. And that was like Christmas, yelling Christmas to the market, Santa Claus rally, ho, 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 and we've had now 200-point day yesterday, and as of right now, the Dow is up 243 points. No more bah humbug. 17,600 is where we're at on the Dow. The S&P is up 29 right now. That's 1.45%. The S&P is now at 2,042. The NASDAQ's up 70 points. I think it was up like 96 yesterday. I told you this bull market was still intact. Yes, there's fiery darts being thrown at it. But when you take a look at the big picture, as much as you want to flee and as much as you want to be nervous and chew your fingernails, the big picture, the bull's still intact. The NASDAQ up 71 today to 4,715. Back up above 4,700, just like that. And the big story of the fourth quarter of 2014, oil. Got down to 53.50. We don't know yet if that was the bottom. Crude oil is now at $58.26. So you had about a $5 rebound from the bottom in crude oil. And you wouldn't think that the market would be celebrating higher oil prices. That means a little bit more at the gas pump. But you know what? There was a lot of questions. And there still is a black cloud surrounding that huge drop in oil. Gold is at $1,203 per ounce. The euro at 1.22 and the 10-year yield at 2.20. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. How much power does the Fed have? Well, the Fed has had a zero interest rate policy for the last 6 years, and we're in the sixth year of a bull market, all right? You think the Fed had anything to do with this bull market that we are currently in? It had almost everything to do with this bull market that we are currently in, and those that fought the Fed, who stubbornly dug in their heels and said, no, the Fed is wrong, I'm right. Inflation's going to soar, gold is going to soar, the dollar's going to crash. They've been absolutely wrong for 6 years now. How powerful is the Fed? When they change one word, the market has a 250-point rally. And what was that one word this week when the Fed with Aunt Janet met with the rest of the Fed governors? What was that one word? Patient. Just one word. You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If I had an owie on my thumb, I'd want Janet Yellen to come put a bandage on and say, there, there, it will be okay. She has such a motherly-like type of Aunt B type of quality about her. She just has a way of soothing things. My dad would just say, ah, you're okay. Run it off. It might need a couple stitches tomorrow, but you're okay. Just run it off. You know, you want to go to somebody who's got a little sympathy and a little compassion, and Miss Yellen seems to have that. She certainly put the salve on the wound of the market this week. One word, patient, and the market all of a sudden is roaring back after a lot of nervousness. A lot of triple-digit days. You know, can we just go one day without a triple-digit day? I don't know. We've had a lot of triple-digit days recently. Meanwhile, maybe Vladimir needs a Janet Yellen in his country to soothe the nerves of rattled Russians who are rushing into stores and buying TVs, flat-screen TVs, computers, anything of value, because their ruble is losing its value quickly. At least they're not looting the stores. At least they're paying for the goods. But Mr. Putin addressed his country in his annual speech, 3 hours of it. Can you imagine sitting and watching a 3-hour speech by Vladimir Putin? Oh my gosh. Putin said that the country's current economic difficulties could last for the next couple of years, but then again, the situation could improve a lot faster. Well, that doesn't really help the owie on my thumb. That doesn't really help the owie in my wallet if I'm a Russian. He says, yeah, this could last another couple years, but then again, it might get better sooner. Putin also declared that the central bank and the government were taking adequate measures to support the ruble and that Russia's current economic situation was caused by external factors, mainly from the price of oil and gas. He doesn't mention the sanctions that were placed on him by the rest of the world for his incursion into Ukraine. Instead, like a good politician, Putin blames it on others. He blames it on outside forces, like the drop in the price of oil and gas. Putin's not going to take any responsibility for a ruble that now trades at 62 to the dollar. I was just in Mexico over the Thanksgiving holidays. The peso is at 14 to the dollar. The peso, the Mexican peso, which has had a dubious past, is way stronger. People, folks would trade their rubles for Mexican pesos in a heartbeat if they could do it. So we don't know when Russia's troubles will end. Russia is in dire straits, and Putin fails to admit it to his people. And just like the guy who was calling for the dollar crash and was calling for roaring inflation and still calling for rising, roaring gold prices, Putin is not willing to admit that he's wrong, that he was wrong for invading the Ukraine, that he needs to pull back his troops, that he needs to become a player in the world economy, which he's shut out of right now. And it's showing up in the faces of his people who are running to their local branch and asking for all their rubles out and going and buying something that has value, which, you know, of course, is what has been expected in this country for the last 5 years. And what has value is something that you can hold on to that's tangible, like gold or silver. Of course, that play hasn't done very well over the last 5 years. I had someone send me a text this morning, Bill, how do you feel about gold after the Fed statement? I still don't like gold. I can't see where the Fed changed gold, the prospects for gold at all, by saying that inflation should return to 2%. 2% is minimal. 2% is nothing. Gold needs much hotter inflation than that for it to come roaring back. So I don't like that idea. I've been out of gold for the last 3.5-4 years. And I still have it as one of the worst-ranked asset classes in the entire market. Question. Has oil bottomed here? I see a lot of oil stocks that probably were heavily shorted, had big short positions. I see Continental Resources, for instance, today up 7%. Has oil bottomed? Well, as I look at a chart, I just use USO as a proxy. That's the commodity oil. The only thing I can say is you would be guessing. It would be a guess because this is only the third day in a row of a sideways trend. 3 days do not a sideways trend and a bottom make. That would be like laying a foundation of cement and being ready to build the home 30 minutes later while the cement is still wet. We don't know if it's put in a bottom yet. We need a good, strong, firm foundation before we start putting Exxon, Conoco, EOG, Concho Resources, Continental Resources, etc. back into our portfolios. And I can't tell you right now with a clear conscience that oil has put in a bottom. I heard Dennis Gartman on the other day, a guy like me that writes a newsletter, has a little higher profile than me. That's okay. I kind of like flying under the radar a little bit. That's just fine. Gartman was calling for $35 oil. Well, I've watched Mr. Gartman over the years appear on CNBC and on the other news channels, and I found him to be wrong many times. I don't agree with him that oil's going to 35, but that was the prediction he put out there. So I wouldn't really say with a lot of confidence here that oil has put in a bottom yet. The market thinks it has. All of a sudden, all is well. China's problems or Russia's problems are over, and oil's going back to 100. Well, not so quick, all right? When we come back, let's look at reality. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we went over, I believe, on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, the current numbers on the U.S. economy. We went over GDP at 2-3%. We went over the unemployment rate at 5.8%. Been telling you that unemployment claims have been staying down around 300,000, and once again this week, under 300,000. I've been talking about inflation, how it's tame, and I've been talking about an accommodative Fed. And the biggest thing that the market's worried about right now are rising interest rates. But I also said that all of these factors combined on the U.S. economy will continue to support, for now, a continuation of this bull market, which began back in March of 2009. And even though we've had lots of fiery darts and lots of bullets fired at the bull over the last five and a half, almost 6 years now, it's continued to march on. And at some point in time, we know that the bull will come to an end. And then we want to be really careful. We want to do something else for a while, don't we? Maybe go fishing. Last time the bull, the bear, took 53% out of the market, so we want to be really on our toes here. This is not a young bull market. But for now, Janet Yellen says to be patient. We can be patient at the Fed. So as investors, I think we can be patient too and try to make as much out of this market as we possibly can, because it ain't over till it's over. Has oil bottomed? I don't know. I mean, 3 days of stability. 3 days of stability, you know, you can tell, you know, that that's not a bottom. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. We have to see a little bit more. You have to be patient to see whether or not. I don't think you need to go rushing back into the oil stocks. Oh, I know it's tempting to catch the bottom. But it was tempting a week ago and it wasn't the bottom. It was tempting 3 weeks ago and it wasn't the bottom. It was tempting 6 weeks ago. And that fiery dart called Vladimir Putin is still out there with his beady eyes that say KGB, according to John McCain. Well, his ruble is 61 to the dollar. We still got to worry about Russia and what he's going to do. Is he going to lash out? Is he going to do something crazy? I've known people like him that are seemingly maybe psychopaths or I don't know what you would call Vladimir. Let's call him a narcissist, okay? For the 15th straight year, he was elected man of the year in Russia. And according to the polls, now I don't know who's taking the polls, he has an 80% favorability rating. To say that Putin is full of himself would be quite the understatement. We'll just have to see what Mr. Putin does. In the meantime, we'll worry about our U.S. economy, which is still doing just fine. Hey, I see that one of the stocks I featured recently, Boston Sam, was upgraded by Nomura Securities today, and they put a $320 target price on Boston Beer Sam, and it's breaking out in the market here today. Someone also sent me an email yesterday. By the way, remind you of a couple things. Number one, if you have a question, I'm not live in every market across America because, you know, I do it here from my studio in San Diego, West Coast time. So it depends what time, different time zones it's being heard in your market. So I can't really take live calls on the air. But if you have a question that you would like for me to address on the market, send me an email, bill@pwstreet.com, bill@pwstreet.com. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter at my website, pwstreet.com. You don't need the bill part, just pwstreet.com. The newsletter initially goes through all of what I observed this past week in the big picture. And I rank the indexes in the world weekly. And it's been all about the United States of America for the last few years. I rank the asset classes that you have to choose from. Bonds, stocks, precious metals, real estate, cash, inverse, being short the market, I rank those on a weekly basis. And it's not like they're jumping around and changing. These trends can remain in place for a long time. I rank the sectors in the market. Biotech, aerospace, housing, building, defense, energy, technology. Ranking those sectors was one of the reasons that I got out of the energy sector, the energy patch, back towards the middle of this year, at or near almost the top of the sector. It started to fall apart. Ranking those sectors is very important. It's kept me out of gold for the last 3.5 years. Instead of arguing that I'm right and that the Fed is wrong and riding gold down into the ground, I look at the rankings. I look at where what the real world is telling me, not what I think the real world should be telling me right now. So if you have a question, go to bill@pwstreet.com, send it via email, or you can send me a tweet. I'm on Twitter all day, either Stock Twits or Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. Someone sent me a tweet yesterday, Bill, would you buy Sony at this level? Well, as I take a look at Sony, you know, they're still adding up what the loss will end up being from this hack from what appears to be the North Koreans. The hacking incident at Sony could cost the company at least $200 million, according to some early estimates. The laundry list of expenses include new software and hardware, investigative costs, legal fees, and lost productivity across the company. The $80 million production budget for the interview also appears to be a washout, with the company canceling all screenings and putting the VOD plans on hold. There's also potential that future Sony movies will perform poorly at the box office after being released early by the hackers. So no, I don't like Sony off of that, but let's look to the app, okay? Let's pull up SNE, Sony. I see that this is a stock that for the last 10 years has been going down by 6% per year. Down. Over the last 5 years, this stock has been going down by 7% per year. Over the last 3 years, this stock has only been averaging 5% a year, while the market's been delivering 18% per year. This is a stinker of a stock. Its performance grade is D-. Its safety grade is D and dropping quickly. Its momentum grade is C+. Is it a good valuation here? Well, Sony's expected to lose money again this year. They lost money last year. They've lost money more often than not. And even though it's a $23 billion company, it was once a $50 billion company. In fact, it was once a $70 billion company. This company is going completely in the wrong direction. So they have more to blame than North Korea for their woes. It's been a lousy stock for the last 10 years. So with or without the North Korea hack, no. Sony, out of 3,900 stocks, comes in at number 3,084. No thanks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here so far. The current state of the U.S. economy, the current state of the Russian economy, and dear leader Vladimir not doing too good. Although he bloviated for 3 hours this morning to his people, I don't know that they got a lot of faith or confidence. They face a very, very tough time. Not only with the sanctions that have been placed upon them that have blocked them out of capital markets around the world, but they've also got a plunging commodity that is a big part of their national economy. We're going to have on in coming days, we're just going back and forth trying to figure out a date, a global guru, Nick Vardy, once again. He was in Budapest, Hungary when I finally tracked him down yesterday. And he's got boots on the ground over there. He knows what's going on in Estonia, Ukraine, Russia, and will be interesting to get his take. Hopefully by early next week we'll have him on the show to give us what's going on over there. But from what I can tell, misery, more misery. You know, you take away people's freedom, you take away capitalism. I've said it many times, what's the last big blockbuster drug that's been invented and has come out of Moscow? What's the last major technological breakthrough that has come out of Russia? That's right, you can't think of one. You take away capitalism, you take away invention, and you take away people using their minds to come up with products. Okay, so they're motivated by money. Is that such a bad thing? If we can come up with a cure for cancer, if we can come up with a cure for hepatitis C, if we can come up with a cure for multiple sclerosis, look at all the biotech companies that have their necks on the line, that are taking risk trying to come up with the next blockbuster drug. I'll take capitalism over socialism every single time. And no, maybe it's not the absolute perfect system. There is no perfect system, but it's the best damn system we've ever come up with. And God bless the U.S. of A. is what I say. Anyways, let's talk about a good USA company here. No, I'm not buying a Russian oil stock today. And no, I'm not buying European stocks. And no, I'm not buying Cuba, the ETF that flew higher yesterday. Yes, there's an exchange-traded fund. The symbol is CUBA, C-U-B-A, which covers the Caribbean rim there. I can't think of any innovation that's come out of there lately. The travel industry, however, I did notice that the cruise ships are probably licking their chops. All of a sudden, you've got a new port to visit. I've heard good things, actually, about traveling in Cuba. And I saw that Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines had a nice breakout to new all-time highs. But instead of talking about a glamour ship, a trip on the high seas in luxury, let's just talk about riding on the city of New Orleans. Union Pacific Railroad, in my opinion, it shouldn't have been caught up in the sell-off. In fact, it really wasn't. The sell-off in oil should not have brought Union Pacific down. In fact, when I looked at the earnings estimates for Union Pacific several months ago, they were right around $6.45 per share for next year. And if dropping oil prices was going to impact this Omaha, Nebraska company, we would have seen those earnings estimates ratchet downwards, which we have seen in many of the oil producers. Instead, the earnings estimates today for Union Pacific are actually 3 cents higher since oil started dropping. Union Pacific's earnings estimates for next year are $6.48. And at that level, Union Pacific is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. And when I do the math on Union Pacific, when I take those $6.50 in earnings estimates for next year, which represents a 15% growth over the previous year, and when I extrapolate them out over the next 5 years at about 15% per year, which is what the consensus analyst estimates are, I come up with a target price on Union Pacific of $210 per share. By the way, my app, on every stock that has earnings, you can look up what my 5-year target price is to see whether the stock is undervalued, fully valued, or overvalued. And you can just play around with the app right on your laptop at beststocksnowapp.com, beststocksnowapp.com. Union Pacific currently has a target price of $210 per share, and it has a nice dividend yield of 1.8%. Now, we talked about Sony, how it's been going down That's another thing. That's the first place I begin. When I evaluate a stock, the first thing I do is I punch it in, those symbols, and I look on my app and I see how has it done over the last 10 years. You know, the Padres have made some trades here recently. We got Will Myers from Tampa Bay, and we got Matt Kemp. We're starting to get excited in Padre land, but the first thing I do is I look at their batting average over the last several years. What have they batted? I mean, how many runs have they batted in? How many home runs has the guy hit? Well, Union Pacific has been a pretty solid performer for its investors. It's been a pretty good shareholder-friendly company. Over the last 10 years, while Sony, a Japanese company, which pretty much reflects what the Japanese markets have been doing, Sony's been going down by 5% per year over the last 10 years. Union Pacific's been going up by 25%. It's up to you which stock you want to consider owning in your portfolio. But I think I'm going to eliminate Sony based on their track record. Over the last 5 years, Union Pacific has been chugging along at 32% per year, while the market's been delivering just 13%. And over the last 3 years, Union Pacific, 32% per year, while the market's delivering 18%. This gives it a performance grade of A. Stand up, take a bow, Union Pacific, Omaha, Nebraska, just down the street from Berkshire Hathaway and Mr. Buffett. I wonder if Union Pacific is on Mr. Buffett's wish list. I don't know. He already owns Burlington Northern, BNI, the old BNI. But now we have Union Pacific, which is also a stellar performer. Over the last 12 months, Union Pacific's up 45%. Now, what do you get when you combine value, which I think there's still value, stock currently trading at 117. I have a 5-year target price of 210. That's based on actual numbers. That's based on historical PE ratios. That's based on expectations right now, analyst estimates. And I have an A- value grade. When you combine that with the very powerful performance grade of A that the stock has had over the years, you get a pretty good stock grade too. Now, the stock has drifted a little bit lower here recently. I don't make recommendations on my show. I just give you examples. These are some of the stocks that are flourishing in the market today. And Union Pacific's been flourishing for a long time. It was $16 at the bottom of the Great Recession in 2009, and it's climbed all the way back to $116. It's up $100 since 2009, from $16 to $216. And I think it can continue to go higher. There obviously are no guarantees. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. And I always disclaim everything I do, put the disclaimers on it. This is just general information, not an offer to buy or sell any security, but it is a stock. I also disclose that it's a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management because I like stocks that are flourishing. I like stocks with management that has proven they can put money in shareholders' pockets, and I like stocks that currently meet my stringent valuation criteria. And while Sony is far from my criteria, Union Pacific meets my criteria. Now, every week I publish my favorite stocks, the ones that meet the best stocks now list of criteria. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, which I begin today, put my heart and soul in it. By the time it's done, I either send it out Friday night or usually Saturday morning, sometime late in the morning. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. What other stocks are flourishing like Union Pacific is right now? Well, they're all there. I do the best that I can possibly find in my newsletter every single week at pwstreet.com. And again, if you have a question that you'd like for me to answer on the air, you can write to me, bill@pwstreet.com. bill@pwstreet.com. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the big questions out there right now in the market is, hey, we're looking to less than 2 weeks, and we turn the page on the calendar, on the annual calendar, and we start looking ahead to 2015 and what 2015 will bring. And first we take a look at what we do know. We do know that the U.S. economy is still strong enough to support and sustain and maintain and keep this bull market intact for now. And we also know that that can change very quickly. That's why we have to stay on top of all of these reports. Once again, we had the initial claims come in at around 300,000, slightly under. That's good enough. That's good enough for continued growth in the U.S. economy. Our GDP still 2 to 3%. Our inflation, and even though Janet Yellen said it's going to tick up a little bit, but she said about 2%. And now it would seem that we at least have another six-month reprieve on the next or the first interest rate hike in a long, long time. So all systems go still here from our point of view, but the big unknowns in the market, and there's always unknowns, and there's always fiery darts being fired at the market, and there's always black clouds hanging over the market, and every time they come from all different directions, from all walks of life, different shapes, different sizes, whether it's tax tsunamis or whether it's fiscal cliffs or whether it's one country invading another or hostage situations. There's always something being fired at the market trying to bring down the bull. And the bull has been pretty doggone strong here, continues to march forward, pretty impervious to the things going on in the world. And we've gone from 600 just about 660 clear to 2,000 plus on the Dow. And those that have been bullish have ridden the bullish tide. And hopefully it's carried your 401k or your retirement or your IRA or your Roth much higher. For the most part, 2014 has been a consolidation year after a huge gain last year. And we've kind of pretty much gone sideways. Most of the major averages, especially around the world, are pretty much well in the negative territory this year. The S&P 500 doesn't tell the whole story. This is one of those very unusual years where you look at the index and you think it's been a pretty good year. It hasn't. As you look around the world, most of the major indexes, whether it's emerging markets, whether it's Canada, whether it's Europe, whether it's Mexico, whether it's Russia, whether it's China, they're all in negative territory. The biggest winner this year has been the U.S. long bond, which is an indication of the kind of fear and the kind of volatility that we've had off and on all throughout 2014. So I think it's safe to say that 2015, we're going to see more geopolitical events. Russia is probably the biggest unknown out there right now. What is he going to do? Is he going to cave in to the pressures put on him by the rest of the world for making his incursion into Ukraine, or is he going to double down? The man has a lot of testosterone flowing through his veins. You can see it. Have you ever seen him with his shirt off and he's Mr. Olympia, Russia? Maybe he has a small man complex. I don't know. But he's a big unknown factor in the world right now. There's always some unknown factor from somewhere. Oil prices, well, you know, that's still a big unknown. A lot of people thinking that maybe we finally found a bottom here in the mid-50 level, and at least we're in a stability phase now. It's way too early to say that. We could still have more downside risk in the oil patch. So that's still a big unknown. But in the meantime, that's all we can do. I look at my indicators every day. The market, the bull market, is still intact here in the United States of America, and that's basically because of the U.S. economy, which is doing just good enough to sustain the bull until it's over. And we don't know when it's over. It ain't over till it's over, and we'll continue to watch individual stocks, individual sectors, individual indexes, individual asset classes, countries all around the world, We'll continue to watch political events all around the world, breaking news from here and breaking news from there, and make the best decisions that we possibly can, given the information that we have available to us, including visual, checking out of many, many charts on a daily basis, hundreds and hundreds of charts, just to see how they're behaving. Are the uptrends still in place? Or are they cracking? Is there trouble on the horizon? Well, I don't see that yet. If I do, I always warn you about it in the newsletter. I think my newsletter this past week warned of a lot of possibilities, but in the end, I said the bull market is still intact. What will I be saying this week? Well, we'll be going through the same exact exercise again this week, coming to the conclusion based on the evidence that's before us, and then listing the companies and the sectors that are flourishing right now because of conditions in the world. And you can sign up for my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We have opened up a lot of new accounts here. You know, when the market's not volatile, people don't think they need any help. And when the market gets volatile, our volume of new accounts picks up tremendously here. People realize that they do need help. I don't think 2015 is going to be an easy year. I don't think it's going to be a cruise control type of year, just invest here and sit back and just watch it go. I think we're going to have a lot of volatility, and I think we're going to have a lot of unknown geopolitical events, and they're all going to have to be analyzed each and every time as to what this means for the bull market, which is now almost 6 years old. And if you just say, you know, I'd just rather enjoy some time with the grandkids or on the golf course, or I've got enough to do in my own profession, maybe you should think about hiring a professional money manager to babysit your portfolio. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. And if you have a question, as I stated earlier, I'm not live in every market across the country because of the different time zones and because of when the market, Hawaii hasn't even woken up yet. Wake up, Hawaii. You can ask me a question. Send me an email, bill@pwstreet.com. That's bill@pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.